daf today, when daf vav and aleph, will start the agadata, and we'll try to split it into two equal halves, and we'll give the first half now in the morning, and then later on, Emir Hashem, in the evening, the second half. So we are on daf vav and aleph, and we are up to Tanya, which is four lines down from the top. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Abba Binyamin Omer. We're back to Abba Binyamin. Since we have quoted him earlier, we're going to quote him again. And earlier we quoted his memra with regard to Mazikin. Here he says, Il mole nitna reshus la'ayin liros, ein kol birya yechola lamod bifnei mipnei ha-mazikin. And he says the following, that if we would be granted a reshus, if we had permission to see these creatures, we'll call them Shadim, then ain't called Birya. No human creature or any creature would be able to stand in the face of these Shadim. It would be so overwhelming if someone would see with his naked eye these Mazikim. And Rashi seems to indicate this in his Pirush al Torah Bamidbar Chof Beis with regard to the Ason of Bilam. Rashi says, Vatera Ason, for who lo ra'ah. In other words, God gave permission, says Rashi, to the Ason of Bilam to see the Mazikim, the Shadim, but he did not give permission. Because man is endowed with intelligence, he would go crazy, start crazy. Now, Al Gemara says, "Ein kol bir yichol lamod mipnei hamazikin." You could interpret it that if a person would know how to see the mazikin, then the Mazikin would be so powerful, they would attack him, and he would not be able to survive. It's only because the Mazikim are invisible that he's able to survive. Now, Lechora, wouldn't it be better if we would be able to see the Mazikim around us, and at least the Tzadikim would be able to enjoy the benefit of seeing how the Mazikim attack the Rishayim? As the pasuk says, "Until mi pol mi tzidka elef uravava mi minecha, elech lo yigash." There's a great toelis here. If the tzaddikim would see the rishayim getting punished, and not only that, this would instill fear in the hearts of the rishayim if the mazikim were visible. But nevertheless, lo nitna reshus liayin lerosam, God prevented man from getting a vision and being able to see with his eye the mazikim, because lo hoisa kol birya yechol olamon v'fneim, that no creature would be able to stand in the face of these mazikim. And it's possible that if nitna reshus, if God had given reshus for the ayin to see the mazik, and it would be a two-way street, then the mazik would see man, and man would see the mazik, that would create a certain extra tension and friction, confrontation, and man would not survive. Omar Abaye says that inu, these mazikim, nefishe minan, they are more plentiful than we are, v'kaimi alon kikas lo liuga, they surround us, like he gives a mashal of shuras harisha, of lines of hoeing the land or threshing the land, hamakifa saruga, that completely go around and around that which grows in the field. Omer Avhuna called chad v'chad minan, each and every individual mazik, alfa mismole urivvasa miyamine. Every single creature is faced with the following surrounding. He's got 1,000 mazikim on his left. He's got 10,000 mazikim on his right. Now, in the Ein Yaakov, he says that this is all based on a pasuk, "Until mi pol mitzidka elef urevava miminecha." And Yipol is Miloshon Chania, like it says in Breishis Al Pnei Kol Echav Nofal. And the Ein Yaakov asks the following question. According to our text, it seems that from this pasuk we know about Mazikin, but the Medrash itself, in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, says that this pasuk is talking about Malachim who are protecting us from the Mazikin, the exact opposite. So there seems to be a head-on collision between the way the Medrash understands the pasuk Yipol Mitzitka Elef and the way the Gemara understood it. And it could be that this, in fact, is a machlokes amoraim. For example, Abai says, Inu nefishe minan. And it would seem that they are greater in number than we are. Ach lov ba'ofen kazeh, not in this situation, shall call echad yesh elef mazikim mismola riva minecha. And it must be that the poski pol mitzidka elef riva minecha is referring to the malachim. Because if this pasuk is reflecting on the shadim, on the mazikim, then it doesn't mean that they're more manifold than we are, just because they have 1,000 or even 10,000. We have millions and billions. But Rav Huna interprets this pasuk referring to mazikim, and therefore he says that we are surrounded by the mazikim who are great in number, but each one is surrounded by elef on his left and Revava on his right. Amar Rava, Hai Duchka Davi Bekala, when people come to hear the drush on Shabbos, which is called the Yarche Kala, and they sit listening to the lecturer and they are crowded together, which is called Duchka, it's really crowded, is Manayu Havi. The reason why they have this uncomfortable feeling is because of the mazikim. The mazikim somehow wiggle their way amongst the listeners, amongst the kahal, and dochikim osam. They sort of push them to feel as if they are squeezed in to a tight spot. Now, why the mazikim attacking dafka during the drasha? And the answer is because there's certain people who are going to hear the drasha, even though they have no intention of fulfilling what the darshan says. And for those people, it would be better if they would stay at home. Mutav sheyiv shogegim v'alyu mazidim. But the mazikim come, and they seduce the person and these kind of people to come and show up at the drasha so that they would be judged as mazidim. So the agenda here is to bring the people to the drasha, even though, and dafka because they will not fulfill the words of the drasha. That's what the evil mazikin are thinking. Hani birkei deshalhei, those weak knees of Talmidei Chachamim. And the reason why the Talmidei Chacham are being attacked here and they feel weak need is Minayu. Again, this is the attack of the Mazikim. They are somech themselves on Birkei Adnoshim. It means that the Mazikim are literally pressing down on the knees of people, and especially of Talmidei Chachamim, and that makes them weak kneed. Hani money the Rabbanim de Balu, and sometimes the Begadim, the clothes of the Talmidei Chachamim, become spoiled. They become rubbed out, so to speak. And that's Michuf Yedidei, because the Mazikim are rubbing up against their clothing. Hani kari de Menakfan, and the feet that are knocked, which means raglayim haniskolos b'michshal v'niftzos, so the feet get damaged, they get banged up because you hit some sort of michshal, is minayu. That's also due to the mazikim. And once again, this teaches us that if you experience any of these kind of phenomenon, says the Ein Yaakov, that you have to know to recite the Shir Shel Pagoyim, which is the 91st chapter in Tehillim Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, and that's going to protect you against the Mazikim. So if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, very quickly recite that paragraph, that capital in Tehillim. Now the Ben Yoyada points out that everything that we're learning here was relevant to the time of the Tanoim and the Amoraim, when there were many, many Shadim around today. Nismata, Koach, HaSitra Achra, and Gama Shadim Nismatu, we don't have to worry about these things. Haiman, the Boil of Medalahu, if a person wants to recognize that there are Mazikim around him and he can't see them with his naked eye, as we said before, is Lyse Kitma Nehila. He should bring Efer Menupa, like some sort of sifted ashes. Menupa means Biloshan Nipui is sifting. Unahadar Apurye, and he should spread out these sifted ashes around his bed at night. Ubit Safra, when he wakes up in the morning, Chaziki Kare de Tardagola. When he wakes up in the morning, he's going to see footprints in the ashes that look like the footprints of a chicken, because the feet of the Shadim look and are very similar to the feet of chickens. Now the reason why you should do this at night is because when a person is sleeping at night, Mazikim attack him a lot, as we discussed before, hence we need Kriyat Shema Shel Amita. And it's a perfect time in a person's life when the Mazikim should get the best of him and attack him. And when a person has certain dreams during the night, during his sleeping, these are dreams that are brought about by the Mazikim. But he will see them in the morning, at least in the footprints, in these ashes that he surrounded around his bed. Haiman de Boyle Michzinu, if a person really wants to see the Mazikim, Lysi Shilyosa de Shunarta, he should bring the placenta of a cat. He says here it's a chatul nekeva, it's a female cat. Ukamta bas ukamta, it should be a black cat, the daughter of a black cat. A chatul nekeva that is colored black, and even its mother was colored black. Bukhrita, it's got to be a firstborn to its mother, Bas Bukhrita, and the mother itself was also a firstborn. Vilakalia Benura, and he should take this placenta and burn it in a fire. Vilashachke, and then he should crush down its ashes to make them very soft. Vilimne Einamine, and he should put a little bit of this afer, this concoction here, into his eyes. Again, it doesn't sound like something that you and I would like to do. We don't like black cats. And we certainly don't want to put this apron into our eyes. Bechazilu, and to be able to see the mazikin. Vilishte begufta deparzala. And whatever leftover afer he has, he should put into a kane chalul shel barzel, some sort of a reed-looking object that's made out of barzel, out of metal. So he takes the remainder of the ashes, he put it into a tube, and that tube is made of metal. And vilachme should seal it begushpanka de parzala, with some sort of a seal made of metal. Dilma gunvimine, because if he doesn't do so and he puts it in the seal, then he has to be afraid of the fact that it would be stolen by the mazikim. They like this afer of that cat, but now that it's sealed and chasum, they won't be able to get control or access to it. Velachtom pume ki hechi de lo litzak, he should close up this reed, or we'll call it a tube, in a very tight way to guarantee that he won't be injured by the Shadim. So I have here a note. He says in the name of Tosfos Chakei Angler, Machti Nafshei, She Yiskar Piv, he should close his mouth tightly, Shelo Yetze Aneshima Mipiv, so he shouldn't be breathing. So what happens here? This is the method by which a person can see the Shadiv. Now, obviously, this is a dangerous operation. He puts this Afer into his eyes, and he's able to see the Shadim with this Afer that came from the burning of a cat, the daughter of a black cat, and so forth. And in fact, Rav Bimi Bar Abaye Ovidach, he tried this whole method, Chaza, and he saw them, but Itzik, he was harmed. This was a very dangerous enterprise. Bo Rachman Rachmi Alevi Itzik, but the rabbis prayed on his behalf, and he survived it. And maybe the Gemara is telling us that we should avoid doing so. There's a certain inherent danger in doing this procedure, even though you're very curious to see the Mazikin. Tanya, another b'risa, the name of Abba bin Yomin, Ein tefila shalom nishmas ela b'beis ha-kneses, shenemar l'shmoel arina v'ela tefila. B'makom rina. That means in a place where we sing the praises to Shiros Tishpachos in a very beautiful voice, that's in the Beis HaKnesses, Shomtei Tefila, that's where we should be davening. So that Tefila requires a Beis HaKnesses. And the implication here is that would apply even if he's davening alone, there is still some advantage to davening alone in a Beis HaKnesses, in that Makom, which is called a Makom Rina. And here we take a look in the Sfas Emes, who writes that Makom Rina can be understood in many different ways. Number one, Tfilas Rabim makes it into a Makom Rina, even though the Rabim are there to be Mevakesh Bakoshos, because there's a great Shevach HaKadosh Baruch and a covenant to the Melech, and the fact that people gather together in order to pray and ask for supplications. Number two, he says, Lashon Rina means Haramas Kol. That when the Rabbim of Am are davening in the shul, it creates a robust, loud noise, and that's called Rina. And finally, the Ofen Shlishi says that the Tfilos were organized in a way to recite them in a daily basis, and that's called Rina. The Bakashos are more dedicated for each individual, and that's called tefillah. The Gemara wants to say that at the moment that the tefillah is being mispalel, a tefillah kvua, that's a great time for Bakosha Sayochid, for the Yochid to be mispalel on his own behalf. Omar Ravin Bar Rav Adov Rav Yitzchok Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Bebeis HaKnesses. How do we know that God's holy presence resides in a Beis HaKnesses? Shenemar Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel, and the Adas here is Miloshon Beis Moed, and that's the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an encounter, a rendezvous with the people of Israel. He's Nitzav Beis HaKnesses, that's his house, and there we come together to rendezvous in a Beis Moed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we know that any gathering of 10 Jews to be mispalel is the Shechina is with them? And again, the pasuk shenemar Elohim nitzav badas kel. So we're going to derive from this pasuk that when 10 people are mispalel together, the Shechina is with them, even if they're not davening in a Beis HaKnesses. And also, we're going to derive that the Shechina is mitzuyah b'Beis HaKnesses, even shalo b'shas tefila. Now, even a yachid mispalel gets, as we said, a benefit from being mispalel in a Beis HaKnesses, because the Shechina is there, even if it's not Shas Tefila. Uminayin l'shlosh sheyoshim b'din. What about three judges who are sitting in judgment? Sheshechina imayim, shenemar, bekerev, Elohim, yishpot. Actually, here you read it, bekerev Elohim, because the word Elohim is not a reference to Almighty God, but rather to the Bezdin of Shlosh Dayanim, and God is there, His presence amidst the judges. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin in Daf Gimel says that Ein Bezdin Kruyim Elohim El Kshiyesham Shlosha Dayanim. We need three judges. Now, even though it's possible to have a Bezdin of one judge, that's called a Yochid Mumcha, and he's allowed to judge, nevertheless, the Shechina is only Shruya when there are three Dayanim. Two of them are involved in discourse, in didactic debates, and the Shlishi, the third, is going to stand on the sidelines listening to the arguments and the counter arguments, and he's going to decide to be machria which one, which opinion he wants to accept. And during this course of the process of din, the Shekhinah is there, and it's almost as if the Dayanim are involved in some sort of divine creative process, and the divine being has to be there. Also, they're involved in Torah study because they have to learn up the sugya in order to decide what the final adjudication will be based on the rules and the laws of the Torah. And God is there whenever we learn Torah. How do we know that even a chavrusa that are learning Torah together, the Shekhinah is there? Oz nidburu shenemar, a pasuk at the end of Tanakh. Oz nidburu yirei Hashem yishal re'eu. We're talking about two friends who are both God-fearing Jews, and they're learning together. Nidburu miloshan dibur shal Torah. Vayakshev Hashem vayishma vayikasev sefer zikaron lefanav liyirei Hashem ulechosh vayishmo. And the pasuk says ish al re'eu, and let's interpret that to mean two people, friends who are learning together. Yoshviv v'oskim v'divrei Torah, the Shekhinah is there with them. And the oz nidbru yirei Hashem means that ein Shekhinah shruya la osik v'Torah ela kishu yirei shamayim. His motivation for Torah study has to be the fear of heaven. And the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, Kol Odom Shiyesh Bo Torah Vebo Yirah Shamayim Doma LeGizbar Shemosu LeMavtechos HaPnimios UMavtechos HaChitzonios Lo Mosu Lo. He only has the inner keys, but he doesn't have the outer keys, so he has no way of getting through the outer doors to get to the inner doors. So Torah is dependent upon Yirah Shamayim. That's the Oz Nidbru Yirah Hashem here. My, but what does it mean? The Gemara asks. Ulechosh veishmo, Amar Rav Ashi, Choshev Adam Lasos Mitzvah Nenas. He had all the schemes and plans to implement the mitzvah, but circumstances beyond his control prevented him. He was under duress. Velo asa, he didn't fulfill the Torah. But Malal of Akosav Kilu asa, the Torah considers it Machshava Kemaisa, and he'll get the schar. His neshama will receive the schar because he was nenas and he wasn't able to fulfill the mitzvah. The ikuv is not mitzad the neshama but mitzad the guf. In the physical universe he was prevented, and therefore we give the schar to the neshama as if it fulfilled that mitzvah. And everything comes down to kavanas halev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the creator, is the bochein klayus v'lev. He wants to know, what was your machshava? Did you have the right kavana? Did you want to implement the will of God? Omar of Ashi. Now, uminayin shafilu echad yoshev v'osek b'torah shashkina imo. One individual is studying Torah alone, and yet the Shekhinah is there. Shenemar pasukin shmos chaf bechol amakom asher askir eshmi avoy lecha uberaticha. And Azkaras Shmo here, Kishem Hashem Ekra, is Limud Torah. And the Pnei Yeshua says that a person is not allowed to mention the name of God unless it's within the context of learning Torah. He has a lot more to say, the Pnei Yeshua, but we'll leave it for the time being. And God says, Avoy lecha uberaticha, you're speaking to the Torah, you're one person, I'm going to come and visit you. And since it says Avoy lecha, it's to the Yachid, it means that the Shekhinah is there with the Yachid who's learning Torah. So why do we have to prove from the Psukim that if there are two people learning Torah, the Shekhinah is there? Trei michtavan milayu. In the case of two people, it's on a higher level, and therefore their words are recorded b'sefer zichronos, as it says in Malachi at the end of the Torah, v'yikasev sefer zikaron lefanav liyirei Hashem lechosh veishmo. That's because two people are studying Torah. But chad, if it's only one person, lo mekasvan milay. The fact that he was Osik B'Torah is not going to be recorded in the Sefer Zichronos, even though the Shekhinah is there with him. And now that you're telling me that if two people are learning Torah, this is recorded in the Sefer Zichronos, Why did you have to tell me that three people are learning Torah? The Shekhinah is there. Ma'u the Tema might think, Dina Shlomo bi Almahu. The Shekhinah is there only when there's judgment, when there are three Dayanim, and they're making peace. And in that case, the Shekhinah is there. V'lo Asya Shekhinah. But in the case of Torah study, the Shekhinah is not there. Kamashmul unto Dina Nami Haini Torah. That the reason why the Shekhinah is there is because the Din also has the study of the status of the study of Torah. V'chi me'achad afiu tlos asor mi boy, why did you have to tell me that 10 people are learning? The Shekhinah is there with us. Obviously, that's true. Asora kadma shechina v'yasya. In the case of Asora, the Shekhinah gets there first and comes to the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, and then the Asora join later. They show up later. But tlos adiyosvi, in the case of three people learning Torah or Dayanim who are sitting in judgment, then HaKadosh Baruch only comes after they embark upon their judgment or their study of Torah. Rashi seems to have a slightly different take on the Ma'u Detaina that we mentioned earlier. The Ma'u Detaina Dina Shlomo Bialmahu, in other words, that the Dayanim are making peace, but that's not called Limud Torah, and the Shekhinah only comes for Torah, Kamashmal and the Dina Nami Aini Torah, that even the judgment of the three judges has the status of Torah, and therefore the Shekhinah is there with them. So we're going to take a break now. As I said earlier, we're going to finish this tonight, Amir Tzashem. The next Gemara is a statement of Rav Ovin about HaKadosh Baruch Hu wearing tefillin, a very profound Gemara, and I got it to hear about God wearing tefillin, Amir Tzashem. Bli Neder will cover this in the next year.